家好，我是 Jenny， 今天开言英语要跟你一起为中国健儿加油。
Hey, you can do it.
Yeah, go, 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 China.
Go, China.
好，那我们今天的节目呢，当然就要说说现在举世瞩目的东京奥运会。虽然我们上周出了一集这个 Sports Idiom 体育俚语的节目啊，也讲到了一些奥运会，但是我们的听众们说 Can you guys please just do a whole show about the Olympics?
Yeah, we don't want to hear any more idioms.
对，因为就每四年一次，而且这次因为 COVID five years， 对不对？等了五年才终于赢到了奥运会。So of course we're gonna dedicate an entire show to the Olympics.
I'm still an English teacher though at heart, so I'm gonna try and put as many sports idioms into this as possible.
对啊，奥运会除了我们为运动员加油喝彩，看他们精彩的表现以外，其实还是有很多精彩的语言点可以来学习的啊。好，那我们就先从奥运会这个词来说起。
Okay, so probably you guys have seen this word many times in your lives. That, of course, is the Olympics.
The Olympics.
Or the Olympic Games. Games.
对，所以奥运会呢，用刚刚 Adam 给的两个说法都可以，但是大家要注意啊，我们最后都是以 S 复数结尾的。
Right, exactly. But just be careful, it's not the Olympics Games.
对。
It's either the Olympics or the Olympic Games.
对，因为 the Olympics, 我们就把这个 Olympic 作为名词使用了嘛，后面就加 S, 但上面 the Olympic Games,、
right.
我们是奥林匹克把它做形容词使用。那为什么是复数呢？
Because there are many games.
对，因为奥运会有很多很多不同的项目，对吧？所以英语里面我们用复数就是 we're talking about all the different sports, all the different events that happen during this two-week period.
Right, and usually we take the city name and then just say the Olympics. So,、like we're in Vancouver. 10 years ago they had the Vancouver Olympics.
Or the Beijing Olympics.
Right.
现在我们这个 Summer Olympics 在东京, so we call it the Tokyo Olympics.
The Tokyo Olympics.
好的，那我们刚刚说的这些城市，当然他们就是主办城市啊，然后这个东道主国家。那东道主这个概念我们要怎么说呢？
We use the word host.
Oh, just like
us.
主人。
Yeah.
或者我们主播也是。
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you come to my home, I am the host.
Yeah, so you know, Japan is the host country, and Tokyo is the host city.
That's right.
好，那刚刚也说了啊，这个 the Olympics 呢 ，usually it happens every 4 years.、所以当我们说一个事情的频率的时候啊，每四年一次，我们就可以说 it happens every 4 years.
Right, every number and then period of time, every 6 months.
Tokyo Games have been delayed by COVID, has been pushed back for a year.
Right.
延迟了一年啊。而且呢, the stadiums, it has no fans.
All right, the fans have been banned.
Fan ban.
禁
止观众啊。
Yeah.
但是还是有一些 fans, 就是各个国家的, you know, the teammates and different, I guess, participants of that country.
Right.
And they're still cheering for the athletes.
The entourage.
哦，这个我们可以说 entourage.
Yeah, all the people that are around.
In the group.
In the group.
好，那既然说到运动员, the athletes, who are the focus of the Olympic Games, 我们就来看看运动员的这个概念哈。所以刚才说的这个词 athletes 是既包括女生又包括男生、
yep.
对不对？
That's right.
So athletes, 那我们讲到他们的运动能力啊，他们的实力的时候也经常会用比如 their athleticcapability.
Right, or ability. Athletic ability.
对。那 different athletes represent different countries. 所以我们这个代表什么什么国家就用 represent 这个词。那我前面还给 Adam 看了我们中国这一次中国奥运代表团的制服。It looks so cool.
It does look pretty cool. When I saw the picture of the Chinese uniforms, I thought like, oh wow, those are cool.
对，因为通常这个 uniform 是我们说的 track suits, 对吧？就是这种运动衫，至少以前啊，都是比较 baggy, 比较松松的。
Right.
Maybe not very stylish.
Right.
It has so many Chinese elements.
Yeah.
有很多中国元素，比如 the collar.
The collar is really cool, yeah.
The Chinese collar and also like the button,、like the 旗袍 button.
Right, right.
这一次的奥运会，我觉得另外还有很多国家元素的是口罩。
Yeah, the COVID Olympics, so there are going to be masks.
好，那说到国家呢，当然大家很关心的就是奖牌排行榜 medals.
Right, that's the most important thing.
那我们怎么说这个排行榜啊？
Oh, there's a lot of different ways. One word we use a lot is tally.
T-A-L-L-Y.
Right, tally. That sounds very British.
So the medal tally 就是奖牌榜。
That is the current, the other word we could say is ranking or standing.
Standing.
Now tally is also a verb here, which means to count.
Oh, 对。
So you tally things up.
Tally all the medals.
Tally all the medals, who has the most?
好，那 medals 就是奖牌。那我们怎么说金银铜牌呢？
Oh, this would be the gold, the silver, the bronze.
The bronze, 你知道这一次的奖牌, they are made from recycled electronics.
Oh.
很酷，是那个废弃的手机啊，什么反正电子产品，然后它是给它 recycle, 循环，然后再生，然后把它制作成奖牌。
Wow.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's very environmentally friendly.
是的。好，那对于所有的中国人，特别像我们这种身在海外的华人啊，看到自己中国的运动员们 athletes, they do so well.
Right.
They give it their all, and especially if they win a medal.
Right.
然后你会看到国旗，特别金牌还听到国歌的时候，这个时候 you're just so tremendously proud of China and of these athletes.
Right.
You know, you just feel so tremendously proud of your country and proud of theseAthletes who worked so hard their entire lives.
Right. Well, I don't want to give too much of a plug here for Canada, but one of the reasons I love Canada is there are so many people from so many other countries cheering for those countries.
Oh, 是是是。
And it's great. Everyone is totally okay with that.
好，那我刚刚说的这个升国旗奏国歌啊，国旗是
the national flag.
那么国歌呢？
The national anthem.
Yeah, 所以我觉得国歌是很特别的啊，我们不能就 call it a national song.
Right.
它有一个特殊的词叫 anthem.
Anthem, that's right.
好，那我们今天节目的后半段呢，我们就来主要看看这些奥运的项目。首先这些项目英语里面 we just call them events, right? Or sports.
In the Olympic context,Yes, but you could also say program.
Oh, program.
Like the figure skating program.
Yeah, yeah. 好，那怎么说一个国家的优势项目呢？
Okay, great set of words we can use here. The related idea is to be dominant.
Yeah.Dominant 就是占有统治地位的、对不对
Right. So a verb that we could use is dominate.
Yeah, for example, China dominates in diving, table tennis, weightlifting, shooting, well, so many.
Yeah, why don't you just say what they don't dominate in? It might save time.
Oh, 所以这个 dominate 我们后面跟的介词是 in, 对吧
Yeah.
In 的项目
Usually, I mean, you could say they dominate figure skating or they dominate whatever, but yeah, it sounds better to add the in.
或者优势项目很厉害的，我们用今年网络很红的 viral 说法，就是中国在这个项目上面是 YYDS。
Yeah.
我其实是在奥运会之前不知道 YYDS 是什么意思。
Well, they all know what it is. You didn't know.
I'm old. 然后我一看抖音上面看中国运动员拿金牌的这些精彩的短视频，然后配的字幕都是哇、哦、谁谁谁 YYDS 中国 YYDS。所以我去搜一下 YYDS 的意思啊。永远的神缩写、
right.
然后 again it comes from gaming right video games 英语里面有什么对应的呢
we have a similar idea anyway which is G-O-A-T
goat 羊吗
right but here it means the greatest of all time
yeah 所以你在看到很多国外的社交媒体啊说哪位很厉害的运动员他可能就是 goat 对不对 they're the goat 在这个项目
I just like the animal a lot
anyway they're very incredible
Right,
terrific, magnificent performances.
Right.
好，那我们就来看具体的一些项目吧。
Okay.
中国一位很年轻的00后的射击运动员杨倩、所以第一枚这个东京奥运会的金牌是射击。
Okay.
射击英语我们可以怎么说呢
？Shooting.
Shooting. 所以就是 to shoot.
To shooting. Yeah, a lot of these the names of these sports are really just the blah blah blah,
blah
ing, the verb.
然后 ing 就变成动名词、
right.
是吧？我们搜了一下这个杨倩啊 Wikipedia、
right.
还有射击也会看到 sports shooting、
mm.
比如在美国这个 shooting、yeah. 是一个问题
it's,
对吧
it's a problem.
所以当我们讲到这个体育比赛的射击的时候英语也可以把它变得更具体一点 sports shooting、
right.
竞技的这个射击哈当然像气步枪啊什么我觉得很少在体育比赛里面用 gun、
mm-hmm.
它会很具体比如十米气步枪 air rifle
air rifle
10 meter air rifle、mm-hmm. 啊、讲到气步枪这次有一个新的项目就是团体赛一男一女
oh yeah mixed the mixed team
the mixed team event、mm-hmm. right mixed 就是混合的一男一女、啊 mm-hmm. 比如 table tennis double 也是 mixed 对吧有混双、啊、
right
好那接下来中国还有一个 very dominant 的项目是举重
okay this is、our colleague Spencer's cup of tea weightlifting
weightlifting、mm-hmm. 啊、我必须说一下我要给加拿大点赞的就是它的转播 broadcast 特别好所有的项目都会转而且加拿大的解说也非常好给我们中国运动员加油说 wow tremendous lifting 然后
great job China
tremendous terrific lifting 然后我还记得我们中国是第三块金牌是击剑击剑也是我们虽然没有那么 dominant 但也是不错的、
mm. okay yeah I'm trying to imagine all my Chinese friendswith a sword fencing
哎 fencing 啊虽然剑是 sword、mm. 但是这个大的项目是叫 fencing、
right.
击剑好那接下来看一个中国真的是 very very dominant 的项目就是跳水
oh I was gonna make a joke here about driving
No, I know I'm not good at driving. We're not talking about my bad driving.
Oh, it's、okay. close though. Driving and diving, very close.
Diving.
Diving, right.
所以 to dive 就是潜水啊，跳水潜水。
Jump into the water, yeah.
Yeah, so 这个项目我们叫 diving. 那 diving 也分跳板和跳台。
Yes, so we have springboard.
Board 是一块板，所以 spring 是那个弹簧。
Right.
Springboard 就是跳板。那么跳台呢？
That is the platform. So no spring.
No spring,
no spring.
因为它是一个 hard,、
right.
是一个很硬的这个台、mm. 哈，三米板、十米台。然后跳水呢，我们是有分 individual, 个人，然后还有双人。但是跳水里面的双人，它不叫 double.
Doubles, yeah, it's synchronized.
因为很重要的就是你这个双人一定要同步
Right
Which in English is synchronized
Right Actually a lot of water sports Synchronized swimming Synchronized diving
对 synchronized swimming 就是花样游泳因为也要一个 team 非常 synchronized、
right.
对不对其实我们手机啊也经常你在 phone 你的手机在同步在 syncing data、
yeah.
是不是
Sure sure、嗯、sure And even at work we use this word quite a bit、
嗯、
Right You want to be in syncwith other people.
讲到另外一个要 in sync 的项目啊就是 rowing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want that one guy who's just off by a little bit.
对特别多人的对吧双人的四人的这次中国女队很厉害啊、mm. 四人双桨我们 broke the world record.
Oh, man, nice.
Yeah, so 赛艇就是 rowing,
Rowing, right.
Rowing 就是说的这个你要去划的这个瓶子。
Yeah, 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 row, row, row
yeah.
your boat.
Yeah, exactly. 好那接下来我们中国游泳队对非常厉害张雨霏200米蝶泳、mm. 200 meter butterfly she won the gold and then 在女生的四乘200米自由泳里面 she was part of the winning team 我们不仅拿了金牌 we obliterated the world record
wow yeah so dominated is not even enough
就是把那个原世界纪录提高了两秒多还是更多 it's like a huge margin 所以说 obliterated
yeah,
就是完全
destroy
the world recordCould, yeah. So, you know, swimming obviously very big and very popular Olympic sport.
Right.
然后这个里面 freestyle, 自由泳、mm. butterfly, 蝶泳。另外一个大项目受欢迎的就是体操。
Right. So this, when I think of the Olympics, this is like the number one sport, gymnastics.
啊，所以体操就是 gymnastics.
Right. Like this makes me think of ancient Greeks.
是。好 gymnastics 然后我们中国这次男运动员 anyway won silver in men's all around、mm. 所以全能我们就是 all around
right
对你需要都很好啊好那接下来再来看一下中国的另外一个特别强势的项目就是乒乓球
right so the next two here I do not think of the Greeks when when I hear them table tennis of course
就是乒乓球然后羽毛球中 中国也非常强。
Right, so badminton.
Badminton.
But this one is kind of funny because it's like the word mountain. I always say badminton. It's a badminton racket.
Okay.
But some people will say badminton.
Badminton.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 就是羽毛球。
Right, yeah.
好，那我们最后再来看一个奥运大项，就是田径。
Okay, track and field.
所以这个是 track and field.
Right, yeah.
Track 就是跑道，对不对？ Mm-hmm. 这些竞赛的项目啊。
Right.
然后 and field 就是田赛。
Right, you're on the field, you're throwing things, or you're doing whatever you do on the field.
好，那我们最后来看看怎么说运动员的状态啊。
Oh, okay. So usually in a lot of sports like weightlifting, gymnastics, we talk about the form.
Form. Mm. 比如这个运动员状态非常好。
Yeah, in good form.
Or in top form.
Top form. Condition is also a pretty good word.
Yeah.
The other word I would use a lot with form is fine.Just because it has that F, that fine form.
Okay, okay.
And I often use it to talk about when I was made a mistake. So, I was not in fine form.
好，那其实和 form 和状态相关的呢，就是状态好的运动员或者一直成绩很好的，通常他们就是这个大热门，对不对？ Everyone predicts they're gonna win, they're gonna take the gold.
Right.
这种热门我们可以怎么形容呢？
We usually say about those people, they are the favorite or they are favorited
to win. Yeah. As I was watching the 4x200米自由泳的那个转播啊，那个直播解说员在介绍澳洲队的时候说，the Australians, they are the massive favorites.
Mm.
就最最大的热门，最后、
right.
they took bronze,、
okay.
最后是铜牌而已啊。在那场比赛里面，四乘二自由泳的我们中国就是黑马，绝对的大黑马。Mm.
Right, right. So you could say dark horse, that's fine. We usually use the different animal, a dog.
Oh, the underdog,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. 对，黑马好像在英语里确实用 underdog 比 dark horse 更多一点啊。
Yeah, dark horse is kind of more like mysterious figure. Whereas in a competition, there's the favorite and then the underdog.
And you know, it's the best when the underdog stage a huge shock or a huge upset.
Well, yeah, if you bet on the underdog.
爆冷是吧？所以爆冷我们可以用 to stage an upset or to stage a shock 来形容。
So it's, you could put the two together, but in my mind, you stage something as you plan something. It just happens.
对对对。
You just won.
Okay.
But it's not like you were like, okay, guys, they're always planning to win.
好，总之 upset 和 shock 就是爆冷的这个意思啊。好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，我们来看一下一些新的啊，在这次东京奥运会上加入奥运大家庭的项目。
Okay.
So, skateboarding.
Yeah.
滑板
Don't think about the Greeks when I think about skateboarding.
我也看了 skateboarding, 最后男生女生都是日本赢的。Okay, so besides skateboarding, what are some other new addition to the Olympics?
Okay, another one was surfing.
冲浪
It's basically skateboarding on the water.
On the water. 因为每一次嘛, you know, they introduce some new games that the host country is good at, right? Japan is good at both skateboarding and surfing.
They have lots of waves.
And karate, 空手道.
Oh, see, I actually, I saw that word on the screen. It's a little bit far away from my eyes. I thought it was karaoke. Yeah, I was like, that's awesome. I'll go do the, you know, the karaoke competition for Canada.
It's karate, 空手道.
Yeah.
然后棒球 baseball.
Japanese like baseball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're pretty good at baseball. 然后最后一个, you know, because they're trying to get more young people to watch the Olympics. So young people,They're into extreme sports.
Right.
一些极限运动很刺激的，比如攀岩。
Right, sport climbing.
攀岩就是 climbing. 好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。奥运会马上就要结束了，真的是 you know, all these athletes, they work so hard and you know, their coaches, their family, 这么多的人 behind them. 我一直觉得我们这些观众啊，对我们来说就是一个 it's such a huge blessing to be able to see them perform. Yeah, it's wonderful. 好，那也感谢所有奥运健儿们为我们带来这么精彩的你们的表现。So happy watching the Olympics. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.